Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, party season is upon us, but it is important to remember your party etiquette, from hosting to the work party. How can you behave but still enjoy this Christmas season? Well, joining me now is Caroline Reedy, Head of NFP HR Solutions, and Michelle Harding, Etiquette Expert, and you're both very welcome to the programme. I'm going to come to you first, actually, Michelle, because you say when you see that invite to the office Christmas party, the word that you should be focusing on is not party, but office. And that's where we all go wrong.
Yes, Ciara. Hello. Yeah, definitely. I think the office party, it can be the Olympics of self-control for most people. And it's, yeah, it is at the same time, it's a professional zone and there is going to be alcohol there. So it's just being mindful of all of that. And the mantra throughout the night should be, if I wouldn't say it at 7 p.m, I shouldn't say it at 11 p.m.
The Olympics of self-control is how you put it. But how do you remember at 11 p.m. what you would have said at 7 p.m?
It's all, well, at 7 p.m, if you're thinking, gosh, I'm not going to say that now, that might come across a little bit rude or whatever. So you've thought that at 7 o'clock and then you've had 3 or 4 more glasses of wine or whatever it is you're having. And at 11 o'clock, it starts to bubble up again and you think, oh gosh, will I say it, will I say it? You told yourself, no, I wouldn't say it at 7. So I will not say it at 11 because that's the influence of alcohol. And it's just, it's a good mantra to have wherever we're going. Yeah, I wouldn't have said it earlier. I'm not going to say it now.
Does it really reflect on you, do you think, professionally, your behaviour at the office Christmas party?
Unfortunately, I think it depends on who is around you. And if people know you very well, have worked with you a long time, they've experienced other Christmas parties with you, then they know that this is just a one-night thing. But I think for others, we just need to consider, you know, you might feel like venting. Maybe you didn't vent last Christmas, but you do feel like venting. And even light venting can sound heavier with a few drinks had. So it's just being cautious of all of that. And
are the same standards, I wonder, expected of the most senior management within the company and the most junior person?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So there's no leeway there?
There's no leeway. Everybody should be just conscious of, at the end of the day, these are our work colleagues. These are not people we're clubbing with or going out with at the weekend, things like that. Office and party in the one sentence, I would say, please just be mindful of that.
Caroline, I do remember not that long ago, you know, a few years back, workplaces actually cancelling Christmas parties. That was a trend for a while because there was this sense that they were somehow facilitating or encouraging, you know, a certain type of behaviour that people might live to regret, which I always thought was a bit sad and perhaps we had just gone too far. But does the employer have a responsibility? And if so, what is it?
Absolutely. The employer, I suppose, has to provide a safe place of work, and that extends into any social event that somebody might be going to. And that safety is a free environment of any harassment, sexual harassment, inappropriate comments linked to culture, gender, etc. And I suppose for most people now, especially those that work in offices, etc., you know, they've a lot of people are working hybrid or remote, so they're missing that human connection. So they're really looking forward to the social get together. And I agree with you, what, you know, they took a big back seat and they're definitely front and centre again now. But I think what's really important is we want everybody to go have a good time, the collegiality of connecting with people again, the chats of catching up and the background and, you know, people's interests, etc., that you don't have a chance to chat about maybe at work. But it's knowing the boundaries, that the dignity and respect and appropriate behaviour standards still apply. And it's so timely doing a conversation like this now, because lots of people over the next couple of weeks will be going to enjoy their Christmas parties. What we are noticing is more focus on it not being all about alcohol. So people are going out earlier, you know, they might be doing an activity, etc. But the cocktail of alcohol, I suppose, is important. And the other few criteria to keep in mind as well as obviously intoxicants of any other nature are not appropriate, and also just taking pictures, social media, etc. Again, it's just, you know, be sensible about the fact that the last thing anybody wants is HR giving you a call on Monday morning to say need to chat to you about the Christmas party.
But alcohol, or as you say, any other drugs that people might decide to engage in over the Christmas period, loosens inhibitions. When people do that, what are the classic mistakes that people make? What should you avoid?
Well, we end up investigating Christmas parties. This year we finished in May of, you know, so it went on that long. Like every single year, people say inappropriate things. There might be inappropriate comments. Also, from a sexual harassment perspective, the amount of people, you know, that an allegation is put to them and they tell you they genuinely can't remember the night. There's no, I suppose, excuse for, you know, inappropriateness, whatever that might be. And also, I suppose, in general terms, you'll have many other colleagues present as well. So it's definitely one of the nights you want to go enjoy yourself, but definitely what you say, what you consume, inappropriate comments, like, you know, with lots of people that say, but like, it's the Christmas party, I didn't think there was anything wrong with giving her a kiss, or, you know, this inappropriate, etc. Remember, with harassment and sexual harassment, it's not your intent, how well-meaning or innocent or how you might have perceived it. It's the recipient and how they perceive it. And if they perceive it to be inappropriate, an investigation will ensue. Obviously, you could be found to be innocent in that, but you don't want to put yourself in the way of it to start with. And again, I suppose it's those boundaries, you know, where sometimes people, you know, with alcohol or drugs or any of those, you know, it turns into a complete cocktail for disaster.
Should attendance at the office Christmas party be mandatory? Now, I know, don't mean mandatory in the pure sense of the word, Michelle, but should everybody attend? And if you are nervous, what do you do?
I'm not going to comment on whether everyone should attend, because I think some people find social outings like this very, very hard. But I'm going to give a few tips on if you do. So the first thing I would say is, at the start of the night, go and say hello to your manager or whoever's organised it. And there's just a 5-minute rule for senior people that you're working with, because sometimes we can be inclined to either avoid them or hover too long. So if you give them 5 intentional minutes of conversation, just enough to be memorable, not clingy, and then gracefully exit with, lovely chatting to you, I won't keep you, enjoy your evening. And you're saying your thank yous at the beginning of the night. So let's say you're going and you're saying, oh God, I really don't want to go. I'm going to stay for a while and then get out of there. So if you say your hellos and thank yous at the beginning of the night, you can do that Irish goodbye at the end and not go, you know, not go around and saying, okay, I'm off now, and people saying to you, but you're only here an hour. So that is something that I would say, first of all, just do that at the beginning of the night. The other thing I would say is, if you are a social butterfly yourself and you enjoy nights like this, be conscious of there is always going to be people there that aren't as social as you, that aren't comfortable with this, or even people who are new to the company. So if you are in a group and you're having a great chat and you happen to notice somebody who is looking like they're on their own, they're struggling, be the person who says, hey, come on, do you want to come over here and join us? And another thing is, if you find yourself talking to somebody for too long, they don't want to move on because perhaps they don't know that many people there. I would be inclined again to say, instead of, well, look here, it's been lovely chatting to you, I just want to catch up with a few other people. Instead of that and walking away, I would say, Kira, I'm going over here to catch up with Claire. Do you want to come and join me? Give them that option to come with you. It's
oh, you're
much,
very
much
nice.
Nicer.
Not that, sorry, excuse me, I just need to go to the bathroom a second and then never come back,
exactly.
Which is what most people do. Very briefly, I want to come to you, Carolyn. We're getting texts on this. Work colleagues are not friends, so work drink nights require careful conversation. So says Jim in Bray. Conor Waterford says, best to avoid the topic of work entirely when at the Christmas party. I shared some detail about how I'd like to travel in the future, and a few weeks later when applying for a new role, it was said, why would I hire you when you plan on leaving the country so soon? I was quietly stunned. Needless to say, I did not get the role and the travelling didn't happen until 6 years later.
Oh, wow.
You talk about sort of the negative headlines, of course, that come out of office party romances. But there's lots of positive
absolutely
office romances.
Absolutely.
So there is. So how do you, what's a professional way to handle that office flirting and an office romance,
yeah,
which often happen at the office Christmas party?
Absolutely. And I think it's making sure that you're doing it in a sensible way, which is like you're asking the person rather than making an inappropriate gesture, move, etc. You're actually asking the person if they'd like to maybe meet up after the work Christmas party, because like 99% of the Christmas parties are going to be great crack. People are going to have great collegiality, social connection. People are really longing and looking for it. Christmas can be a lonely time for a lot of people. We have a lot of people from different countries, culturally, etc. You know, it's lovely to have something like this for them to look forward to, and most people will. So I think it's just tread carefully and be sensible and you'll have a fabulous Christmas party.
And remember, be memorable, but get out of there. Memorable, not clingy, is the phrase that I got from Michelle Harding. Michelle and Caroline Weedy, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. And if you are going out to your office Christmas party tonight, enjoy, but don't wake up with any regrets in the morning.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.